Lord, please speak to us through your word, we pray. Amen. Today's gospel reading is one of those hard bits in the Bible, isn't it? It's only one that makes me feel uncomfortable. Now, it must be said, usually when I read the Bible and I get uncomfortable, it's because there's a passage pointing out my failings to me and disturbing my comfortable self-satisfaction. And that's probably quite good. It's a good thing. That self-satisfaction needs disturbing if we're to grow as Christians and become the people that God wants us to be. But I feel uncomfortable about this passage for a different reason, because I don't understand how Jesus is behaving. Why is he so reluctant to help this woman? Simply because she isn't one of the Jewish people. He even calls her a dog. That's not very nice. And it seems he only helps her because she won't give up. People have looked at this passage and said, Jesus has got a bad case of racial prejudice here. Well, we'll come back to the passage in a moment. But we do need to think about bits of the Bible like this, where we don't understand why Jesus and God are acting as they do. Frankly, I often try to ignore those bits. I don't know about you. But ignoring the problem doesn't make it go away. These passages can hinder our faith if we don't wrestle with them. And if we can't explain them to people, they can make Christianity seem unacceptable to newcomers. So my first message for today is, don't ignore the Bible passages which we don't like. They're the ones we learn most from, either that we need to change or we need to understand better. But let's not get them out of proportion either. Even if Jesus was prejudiced against non-Jews, and I don't think that was the case, today's reading doesn't undermine the gospel message of love, forgiveness, and salvation for all. There's far too much in the rest of the gospels about that. And part of faith sometimes is believing in and following God even when we don't understand. Young children trust their parents and follow them, even when they don't understand what they're doing, even when they don't like it. We sometimes have to be like that with God. But let's have a dig into this reading a bit. Back to our gospel reading. We need to see the wider context here. If we go back to chapter 14, we find that Jesus had been trying to escape from the crowds for quite a while.